Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Film Festival Radio Show. I'm your host, Janice Malone, here. And we have a new interview that we would like to share with you. Well, our next interview is with two very talented ladies, award-winning ladies, and we'll tell you more about them in a minute here. But starting on Sunday night, March 17th, and ending on Monday, March 18th, Investigation Discovery will present the docuseries Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, and it will be airing from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. So what is this docuseries all about? Well, as I said, Investigation Discovery ID will present this docuseries, and it exposes the toxic and dangerous working environment behind some of the biggest television shows for children during the 1990s and 2000s. Again, this series is titled Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. And what it does is that it focuses on the empire built by one of Nickelodeon's top showrunners. And this series reveals some very disturbing allegations of abuse, sexism, racism, and inappropriate behavior with many of his underage, at the time, many of his underage television stars and crew. Now, again, this series will feature interviews from cast and crew members of hit shows such as All That, remember All That? iCarly, Victorious, Sam and Cat, Zoe 101, and so many others. And again, these are shows that we all enjoyed, our kids enjoyed watching them. But again, what this series does is sheds light on allegations of very abusive and often manipulative activity that unfolded across several decades. And for the first time, former Nickelodeon star Drake Bell, remember Drake Bell from Drake and Josh show? Well, Blake will discuss for the first time publicly the abuse that he suffered from his former dialogue coach, who was later convicted and ordered to register as a sex offender. Again, this is some really disturbing viewing, but it is much needed to see, especially for parents out here. So again, our guests are award-winning directors Mary Robertson, and she was the creative force behind the documentaries Framing Britney Spears and Controlling Britney Spears, which ultimately led to the suspension of Britney Spears' conservatorship. And our second guest along with her is Emma Swartz. And Emma, again, she's another lady who has created several documentaries, including the documentary Elon Musk Crash Course. So Mary and Emma are about to discuss some of the activity that they discovered and uncovered during the making of this series. And they also offer thoughts and suggestions on how parents can protect their children on set, behind the scenes, whether it's television shows or film or music. For the future, maybe your child is already in entertainment, or they have the talent they're considering, you might be considering putting them in the entertainment industry. So these ladies, they know what it's like, and so they offer some very helpful advice. So please listen up. So without any further delay, let's chat with the award-winning directors Mary Robertson and Emma Swartz about their new docuseries, Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, which will be premiering on Investigation Discovery ID starting Sunday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on March 17th and ending on Monday, March 18th at the same time slot. So let's take a listen to the ladies right now. All right. Good morning to both of you ladies, Mary Robertson and Emma Swartz. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great here. I have really been anxious to talk to you ladies about this very disturbing but needed to know about new docuseries, Quiet on the Set, quiet onset, I should say, quiet onset, The Dark Side of Kids TV, that will be premiering two nights on Investigation Discovery, Sunday night, March 17th, Monday night, March 18th, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. Ladies, this is a very, very disturbing docuseries. I mean, these are television shows with kids from Nickelodeon that we all enjoyed, entertained by. So tell us, what are we going to see, a little bit of what we're going to see?
Yeah, I think Quiet on Set, we take a sort of sweeping look at the decades in which Dan Schneider presided over a number of shows at Nickelodeon, and try to look at the experiences of many of the child actors, many of the writers, many of the people behind the scenes, and many of the inappropriate scenes, power dynamics, and abuses that occurred for those people at that time.
And so when you say abuses, what are we talking about? Sexism, age, racism, or all of that and more, or what?
Mm-hmm. Well, we feature, you know, we feature the accounts of child actors and those who worked on these shows as writers and directors, you know, some of whom feel as though they were asked to engage in activities that they weren't comfortable with, and if they declined to do so, that it would threaten their job or their employment or their, you know, the likelihood that they would advance. And then at the center of the series is an account by Drake Bell of the child sex abuse that he suffered at the hands of his dialogue coach, whom he met on a Nickelodeon.
And so which particular television shows are we talking about that are going to be discussed?
You know, Dan Schneider presided over a number of the biggest hits at Nickelodeon over the past few decades, shows that began with All That, The Amanda Show, Drake and Josh, Zoe 101, iCarly, Victorious, Sam and Cat, to name a few.
Those are some, you're right, very big shows. That, as I said earlier, we're all entertained by these shows, very talented kids and crew behind the scenes as well. So what has been the response from Dan Schneider's office and Nickelodeon?
So we reached out to Dan to request an interview as part of the project. He declined to interview on camera, so we sent him a series of questions, and those responses were reflected in the documentary.
Okay. And so what is this? I mean, again, it's so disturbing. What message is this going to send to parents who have children who are talented, who may want to get into acting or maybe already are into acting?
You know, there were some of the former child actors that we interviewed. We asked them, or they volunteered an answer to the question of whether or not they would let their children work as a child actor. Some were adamant and so clear, absolutely not, under you know, in no way, no circumstance would that be appropriate. There were others who were really grappling with it because they knew how much it meant to them as a kid to be able to perform to a sing or dance. And they said, you know, I wasn't the kid who was great at sports, and I wasn't the kid who was great at chess. I was the kid who was great at performing. And I wanted to engage in this work. So I would imagine that there's a way in which we can be, you know, approach these environments in which children have diminished authority and agency, but are asked to perform. There's a way in which we can scrutinize and develop those environments so that they are safer.
How prevalent do you ladies think that this problem is? Is it still going on? Has it diminished any, or what?
I think obviously there's been some new protections that have been put in place over recent decades, but we certainly have a lot of questions about where we are today. And, you know, I would ask you, you know, even if things have improved, perhaps there's always a long way to go.
That is so unfortunate. Oh, my goodness, that is so unfortunate. So, okay, what advice would you tell, all the research that both of you obviously did, you're in your staff, what advice would you give parents right now who are listening to this? First, watch the series, and then what else would you suggest to them?
We would love it if you watch Quiet on Set Sunday, March 17th on ID. And I think proceeding with caution in all manners that regard our children has always been important, continues to be important. You know, being vigilant, engaging in conversation with authority figures, and not being afraid to speak up when something seems off.
Speak up. During your research, when all of the information, as the information over the years started coming out, did the parents or the kids, did they have problems with people believing them about these alleged abuses or what?
You know, I think a lot of people have been holding a lot of their stories and their experiences close to the vest because they didn't necessarily feel like they would believe or that they would be taken seriously. And, we took a very rigorous approach to listening to people, to talking to other people, to backing up stories so that what we can present is, you know, separating facts from fiction and really presenting you with the powerful accounts of people behind the scenes, people who were on these sets, who are, you know, speaking up and sharing their stories.
And finally, what surprised both of you the most as you started to unravel these stories? Was there anything in particular that just really just shocked you, just that you can't get over?
I remember the day Brian Hearn came to set. He was a child actor on All That. And he told us about being asked to perform in skits that were called on-air dares, in which in one particular case, he was asked to cover his body with peanut butter and dogs then licked the peanut butter off of his body. And we have this clip in the series, and you hear him saying, I don't want to do this. I don't like this. And we had seen these videos online of material from some of these sets that is arguably sexual in nature, but I hadn't seen anything quite like this, in which a kid was placed in a situation that they characterized as uncomfortable, and it wasn't necessarily sexual in nature or as sexual in nature. But nonetheless, you know, one was left to ask if a boundary was crossed in making that content.
Oh, goodness. So I can only imagine that a lot of these former child actors, not everybody, but a lot of them have had therapy or maybe are still in therapy. Did anyone say or not?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Well, again, two-part series, Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, will be premiering two nights on Investigation Discovery. That's Sunday night, March 17th, and Monday, March 18th, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. So I just really appreciate it. That just bothers me when I hear these kinds of stories. But both of you ladies are award-winning directors and filmmakers, Mary Robertson and Emma Swartz. Thank you, ladies, so much for your work and for creating this series.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, now we'll be tuned in for sure.
Wonderful.
Okay, take care then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.
Thank you.